December 30, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, and Every Virtue We Possess. All my fresh springs shall be in Thee, Psalm 87:7. Our Lord never patches up our natural virtues. He remakes the whole man on the inside. Put on the new man. For example, see that your natural human life puts on the garb that is in keeping with the new life. The life God plants in us develops its own virtues, not the virtues of Adam, but of Jesus Christ. Watch how God will wither up your confidence in natural virtues after sanctification and in any power you have until you learn to draw your life from the reservoir of the resurrection life of Jesus. Thank God if you are going through a drying up experience. The sign that God is at work in us is that he corrupts confidence in the natural virtues because they are not promises of what we are going to be, but remnants of what God created man to be. We will cling to the natural virtues while all the time God is trying to get us into contact with the life of Jesus Christ, which can never be described in terms of the natural virtues. It is the saddest thing to see people in the service of God depending on that which the grace of God never gave them, depending on what they have by the accident of heredity. God does not build up our natural virtues and transfigure them because our natural virtues can never come anywhere near what Jesus Christ wants. No natural love, no natural patience, no natural purity can ever come up to his demands. But as we bring every bit of our bodily life into harmony with the new life which God has put in us, he will exhibit in us the virtues that were characteristic of the Lord Jesus. And every virtue we possess is his alone. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is so common for Christians to look at their natural gifts and assume that their spiritual gifts coincide with or resonate with or build upon what they were naturally born with. This is the farthest thing from the truth. The gifts of the Spirit come from the Holy Spirit to be used at his bidding as needed. They are far beyond anything that we could have received naturally. It's also a common mistake that Christians make in their beliefs that people who have a particularly smooth temperament, not given to impatience, not given to anger, not given to deception and other things, that were born that way, that they have personalities that which reflect the glory of God and are therefore godly people. But personality type has nothing to do with our sanctification or our redemption. Jesus Christ didn't have the smoothest personality. He was not, as many of our pictures would show him, a handsome, pleasant, mild, always politically correct individual. As a matter of fact, quite the contrary was true. According to Isaiah, Jesus was not even attractive that anyone would want to look at him. And also, as we saw in his life, he was not politically correct. The only people he criticized heartily and strongly were the pastors of his own church. Jesus Christ was viewed by them as an illegitimate child from the wrong side of the tracks, with no training and no credentials, yet teaching in the temples and then claiming to be God. Obviously, this was not politically correct, nor was his retorts to the Pharisees as they challenged him at every turn and criticized his ministry and his work. Be aware, however, that our personalities are part of what is redeemed. God wants to use our differing personalities in his plan to reach people with his love and his grace. But all of this can only happen as we yield ourselves and remove ourselves from the equation and surrender our body and spirit to the Spirit of God so that God himself can live through us. No more should we be attempting to imitate Jesus Christ We should not ask the question, what would Jesus do? We should simply ask the Holy Spirit to take over more and more of our own spiritual space until he has us all and he activates every event in our day, that he is not only in the event, but he actually conducts the event. That was the secret of Jesus' success in ministry. He plugged into the Father, allowed the Holy Spirit to re-energize him, and then as he walked about, he simply allowed the Holy Spirit to touch the lives around him in healing, raising from the dead, and otherwise blessing them by being in the presence of God through the Holy Spirit who lived his life out through Jesus Christ. What God wants of each of us is another Jesus Christ incarnate in this moment, in this day, and in every event of our lives. Allow the Holy Spirit to conduct your each activity, and even though it's expressed through a personality which may not appear to be smooth or politically correct, if we are yielded to the Spirit of God, what he wants said in the moment will be said, and the glory will go to him, and the blessing will be yours.